Welcome to School of Dad with Adam, Johnny and Callum. Fumbling their way through fatherhood.
Jump into bed now. My eggs are ready.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
My eggs are ready. No, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Did it in a pot. Okay.
Wasn't the most romantic
of experiences?
The Mirror called me a stripper and said I had a hairy chest.
Are you talking about the newspaper, The Mirror, or just you? Yeah. That's the best performance I've ever done, so you must be pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. 3 minutes.
That's gotta be twins inside you.
Yeah, if it sucks your beauty out of you, you're meant to have a girl. Not the major.
Is that
rough.
A thing? If it sucks the beauty out of you?
Sucks the beauty out of you, yes.
I'm always little spoon. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I start off big spoon and then just go, oh, come on, little spoon.
I quite like to be a little spoon as well.
Class be seated. This is School of Dad with Adam, Johnny and Callum.
Welcome to School of Dad, the podcast that is going to reveal the truth about becoming a dad. We're going to let you in on the things that they don't tell you, everything that you need to know, and we will prepare you for parenthood in a brutally honest way. So how do we know about it? Well, we've all got the same qualification. We're all dads. And let me introduce us then. I'm Adam, and I'm father of Toby, who is 18 months. To my right, I have Johnny.
I'm Johnny, father of Alex. This is very medieval. Yeah. I like it.
Father of Alex. How old is Alex?
Alex is 1.5.
Okay.
And he shall soon sit on the round table.
Johnny doesn't deal in months.
Months, anything after 12 months, then it gets confusing, I think, if anyone's
never
going
done
on.
The month, never done the months.
The boy who never does the months is Callum. He's to my left. Callum.
Yeah.
Who are you father of?
Ralph.
Yeah.
He's half a year, half 6 year. Months to anyone who does months.
This is School of Dad, the new dad survival guide.
Okay, so we're recording the first School of Dad podcast at Johnny's house. For now, it is a kid-free zone. If you didn't know what we do, by the way, we should probably let you into that. I work on the radio. Hopefully for a while yet.
You could just do this. Yeah. Even if no one listens. Yeah. At least you've got the illusion that you're in a radio studio. In my kitchen.
Yeah. I've got a mic and headphones.
At least you've got headphones on and a mic.
That's all I need. Yes, that's what I do. Johnny, what do you do?
I'm a bingo caller. I run an event called Bongo's Bingo.
Yeah. Not your average bingo caller.
No, but do you know what? This is a place I just don't even want to chat bingo. Yeah. I want to just come and chat kids.
Yeah.
And dad chat. But yeah. Me and Callum work together.
Yeah.
Callum's a male dancer.
A male dancer.
Horny Heidi.
Stripper, as The Mirror said.
Is it?
Is that
the Mirror called me a stripper, and said
really?
I had a hairy chest.
Are you talking about the newspaper, The Mirror, or just you looking in the mirror and your own thoughts?
No, the
stripper,
mirror.
The Mirror said.
The actual mirror.
12 and a half stone, The Mirror said when I looked at it.
Our kids will be joining us in the next episode, so you can see what we're like as hands-on dads.
That's terrifying, yeah. I think.
I just do it all for Instagram.
Let's have the chance to relax, chill out, and chat for the first episode, which is called Oh Shit, It's Positive. Yeah.
Okay.
The moment we found out we're going to be dads. So, Johnny, for you, was it planned?
It was planned, but not planned to the extent that we were planning. That doesn't really make sense, does it? So, like, we were planning to have a kid, but we weren't being, like, it's the word proactive, where we were, you know, counting ovulation cycles and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like jump into bed now. My eggs are ready.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
My eggs are ready. No, do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm trying to put it in the like sort of medical term.
Yeah.
I know what I'm supposed to say. Louise wasn't taking the pill.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of trying. And we kind of went for the sort of, let's just see how it goes. And then we went on holiday. Louise wasn't on the pill for maybe, it could have been close to 2 years. In fact, and we never actually brought it up until we were on holiday. And we sort of said, oh, maybe when we get back from holiday, we should maybe, you know, because I'm not pregnant, so we should maybe go and see someone. But then when we came back from holiday, it turned out she was pregnant. So she'd been pregnant the whole time in Jamaica, sipping on Mai Tais and pina coladas. But I think that's fine at the early stages.
Early stages,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
This is School of Dad.
Well, just as well, you didn't have to have the chat, because it can be quite awkward. What chat? Of like, well, we've been trying for a couple of years.
Who's at fault?
Who's it going to be? And that's what happened with me. We had been trying for well over a year. Doing all the ovulation tests as well. So
what size that work?
You do the ovulation test and it says you've got like 2 or 3 days now
to put it in.
To really get
I just
it
think
in.
That just puts too much pressure on it though. You're not going to get pregnant that way.
Yeah.
And so actually, you need to be chill, don't you? To be pregnant.
But then there must be science behind it, isn't it?
So you're saying my stressed sperm.
No, because this taxi driver once said the best thing to me. He said you can be as rich as possible, but you won't have a baby. Be the richest man in the world, but you might never have a baby. It's a blessing. I don't think it's a blessing, but.
So chill out.
Chill out, yeah.
So relax.
Relax.
Well, I think you're probably right.
Who was the taxi driver? The Dalai Lama? Go in peace, my son.
He was
do unto
nice,
others
honestly.
As they do unto
nice.
You.
We had to go and get it looked into, and I had to
work?
Have the test.
Yeah.
So I had to produce a sample.
How did you do
it
that?
So
by hand?
By hand. Yes, it was all by myself. I was given a pot.
Were you given any material?
Yeah.
Any visual material?
No, I had to provide my own material.
Ooh, back on the imagination. That's old school.
Well, I was at home, so I could do it at home.
All right.
Because you've got about an hour to bring in the sample once it's been produced before they refrigerate it or freeze it and do their testing on it. I was at home, did it in a pot. Okay. Wasn't the most romantic of experiences.
Got seal on then.
Just had the mood perfect. Did it in the pot and then went, oh, got to go to the hospital. And got to the hospital and realised I haven't got anything to put it in. So I was like,
thought they give you a pot.
No, in terms of the pot, it's something else. I didn't want to walk around.
They didn't give you another pot? like Russian dolls when you said it?
I walked through the hospital, thankfully with it in a plastic bag, and then went to the correct fertility department and did the sort of exchange, and that was really awkward.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the exchange like?
It was like, I've got the stuff. My name's Adam, my name should be Dan, so there you go, there's the stuff.
Did they look at it in front of you and go, no, ooh, no. Good effort, son.
thankfully.
In the tank.
Thankfully they didn't. But yeah, so then you're worrying, aren't you? You're worrying if what you've got is good enough. It's the right stuff. And I remember making that call to find out. I got told, yes, your sample is above average. And I was
right,
like,
okay,
I was
that's good.
Screaming. It's like, yeah!
This is School of Dad.
Maybe we should have let Callum go first because this
is
just one night
just,
stand.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, just got smashed one night and.
No, it's not.
No, literally, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I was just doing a joke.
Yeah, no, because for months, I've been thinking, no, she's not going to be able to get pregnant. So we weren't even using anything. We'd only been together about 6 months anyway. And then we were in panto season, and I think he was just 6 months old, Alex. And I said to you, I think maybe she's pregnant. But then at the time. I remember this when I was having sex with her this time. I said, I think you're pregnant after it. I don't know if I was trying to be romantic.
It was that good that you're that, pregnant.
Yeah, that was like my, you know,
that's the
pillow
best,
talk. Sexy.
That's the best performance I've ever done, so you must be pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. 3 minutes.
That's gotta be twins inside you.
Yeah, and then that was it, basically, yeah. Just a party. We were smashed, though.
How did you find out, Callum?
We took 3 tests. 2 came back. Positive, 1 negative.
Yeah.
And then the trusty, what's that good one? The clear blue.
Oh, yeah, he was splashed out.
Splashed out.
It tells you the weeks and
splashed
everything.
Splashed out, yeah.
So, but did you test immediately after you told her you thought she was pregnant?
No. We'd had a few scares, and then, but they were all, she always come on.
Yeah.
Had mood swings, come on. Same again next week.
Yeah. And did you jump with joy?
No, I was a bit scared. She still says to this day, I talked her into it.
Well done.
Yeah.
Good. Nice work.
I know, yeah.
It's got a bit deep already.
I know, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Johnny, when you found out, what happened? What was your reaction?
I can remember how I felt. I just can't remember the bit before that. Did we go and get a test? Or I think we did, but didn't expect anything. We sort of just went, oh, Louise thought, oh, maybe I'll just go and get a... We'll just go and get a test. And I think, well, splashed out, 12 quid, clear blue. And she just, like... came out of the toilet and showed me the thing, and it was just mad. It was mental because it didn't really think that, I don't know, you never really thought that it was going to happen.
Yeah. Did you keep the test?
Yeah, we did, but then with the clear blue, there's battery in it, so the battery runs out. That's the only problem. You don't get the little lines.
Yeah. We kept one with a little line on it. But
oh, did you? We should have done that.
The dog had it though.
But yeah, it was good. I remember we phoned my mum right away on FaceTime and just held up the little test. She was made up.
It's horrible telling the parents. We FaceTimed Maisie's mum and dad. They just moved into their new house that new day. We're like, oh, I've got some news to tell you. On FaceTime, and her dad just went, you're not pregnant, are you?
Oh, no.
And we're like, yeah, and he just walked out the room. We're like, So we went to my parents for Christmas because we'd fallen out with them. I'm going to go there for Christmas, didn't go there. So Maisie was that worried. She was like, don't tell your parents. So we had to go through Christmas pretending she wasn't pregnant. And then I built it up for months going, oh, I need to tell my mum now.
Yeah.
Told her and she was like, oh, brilliant.
Should have done it the other way around then.
Yeah, yeah.
when I found out we were due to go to IKEA, okay, and I hate IKEA, one of the worst places in the world. So I got home and the missus had left like a box and she said, look, there's a cake in there. So have a cake, we'll go off to IKEA. I was like, oh, okay, she's trying to butter me up before we go to IKEA.
Usually it should be the other way around. Like, we'll go to IKEA and then when you get home, there'll be a wee cake.
So opened up the box, just ate the cake. And then said, right, come on, we're going, let's get this over and done with. And she went, you haven't even looked at the box. And I was like, what do you mean? And on the box, on the inside of the lid, she wrote, there's three of these, one of them for you, Daddy, one of them for Mummy, and one of them for me, your baby.
This is when you find out you're having a baby.
And I was like, what? I was like, what are you on about? And then she showed me the pregnancy test, and I was like, what? This is not true. This is amazing. This can't be true. Where's the pregnancy test? She showed me. It's from Poundland. And I was like, no way! I don't believe this for a second.
Are these cakes from Poundland?
And so obviously we had to go and get another pregnancy test, because who would believe a pregnancy test from Poundland? Ran to Tesco, clear blue, pee on that. Oh my God, positive. Wow. And that's the only time I've ever been around IKEA quite happy.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. You know, well,
you
actually,
but
did
you
I?
Cried.
Did I?
I cried.
You cried. Yeah,
yeah, just like Maisie's mum and dad.
How are Maisie's mum and dad?
They love it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they'll say that never happened. They'll say, "Oh, they've been supportive since day one."
Yeah, but obviously, you know,
keep that in.
This is School of Dad, the new dad survival guide.
Just let you know, I cried.
Yeah.
Tears of pure joy.
Yeah.
Did you really, or is this just for the
No,
podcast?
No, I really did. I burst into tears. I was just so happy. It's class. I don't think it ever really seems real.
Yeah.
And then the realisation that, okay, we're going to have a kid. I almost thought Louise was just going to be pregnant forever. You get so used to, like, pregnant life. The 9 months definitely seems a lot longer than it is.
How was pregnancy?
It was great, I think. You know, Louise never had... You know, all the things that you hear, like morning sickness and cravings and all these different stuff that you sort of see in the movies. I don't know whether that was applicable for you guys, but for us, it didn't seem to be a thing. I was quite excited about going out and trying to get, like, crunchy bars and scotch eggs at 4 a.m, but that never happened.
She didn't have one craving?
No, and I don't think she had any morning sickness. She maybe had morning sickness when we were on holiday in Jamaica, but I just put that down to the Mai Tais. But actually, maybe that was the morning sickness. The first time there's movement and kicks and stuff like that is absolutely mental.
Yeah, it blows your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, to the point that even when you can see, like, hands and feet coming out, it's just like, it's spooky. And one of the best feelings I got was, you know, at night time being in a spooning position, but being Little Spoon. And obviously getting a little kick in the back and stuff. It's just like, what? That's just mental.
You've never been Little Spoon.
I'm always Little Spoon.
Really?
Yeah, I start off Big Spoon and then just go, oh, come on, Little Spoon.
I quite like being Little Spoon as well.
Yeah, everyone likes being Little Spoon.
Everyone wants to be Little Spoon. Because you don't have to deal with all that arm numbness and where do you put your arms? You just cuddle up, arms under the chin.
Elbow in the back.
Put an elbow in the back and shut up. Fuck that now. Oh, sorry.
You know what I mean? This was supposed to be a revelation about fatherhood, and now it's a revelation about spooning.
That's what it comes down to, isn't it?
This is School of Dad with Adam, Johnny, and Callum.
The pregnancy for Maisie.
Yeah, no morning sickness or anything like that, but hormones, fucking horrible.
Yeah,
yeah, it was like a roller coaster.
When they were pregnant, did you still have sex with them
daily?
Daily?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you not ever get worried, though? Like, the first moment that they told you they were pregnant and you've got all that joy, and then you're thinking, oh, but I don't really want to have sex in some way. I think that I will harm the baby.
I just think the pressure, and everyone's like, oh, it'll make the labour easier. And then even a mum's going, oh, you need to be having sex with her. It's not all right then.
All right.
That is the worst thing to do, is it? But yeah, no, I think we were pretty much every day, I think. Didn't change us.
I think just sort of off and on.
Yeah, off
it
and
was
on.
A little bit in my head. I think as pregnancy goes on as well, and the bigger they become,
the later on it is.
And the more that you're aware that there's a baby in there, it just made me just be a bit, oh.
Did you find out the sex of the baby?
Yeah, that was a big thing for me, because I'd been saying it was going to be a boy right from the start. And the reason as well was because in Louise's family, on her mum's side, like from her grandmother, there's been, since her grandmother, there's been like 19 girls born in a row. So she's had like 4 daughters, and between them they've had like 10 daughters and then 5 daughters. I don't know. So it worked out to 19. So they can, you know, Louise's nan was always saying, you know, there'll never be boys in this side of the family. It's like in the genes, you can't have it. So I was always saying, it's going to be a boy, it's going to be a boy. So when we went into whatever the scan is, I think it's the 20 week, where you can find it out. Louise didn't want to find out, and I really did want to find out. So we made a deal that we'd flip a coin in the room. Whoever won would find out or would not find out. And we like shook on it, and that was fair. We didn't want to argue about it. That was like the deal that we made. And no, neither party would kick off depending on the result. Luckily, I won. So we found out. And it was my mum and dad were in the room. Louise's mum and dad were in the room. And the woman was going, well, if we look at the scan here, and in between the legs, there's something dangling down. Does anyone know what that means? And Louise's dad's going, it's a girl. It means his dick. He's got a dick. So like, I was absolutely made up.
Yeah.
I would have been made up either way, but it was just more because I'd been given loads of chat and telling them, you know, oh, 19 girls, yeah, but now it's going to be like the Irish blood will just get a big boy.
And it will be an heir to the throne.
Yeah. So yeah. Glad we found out. And if we were ever to have another one, I'd love to find out as well. I think you can just plan more.
Yeah.
We paid to go early, about 16 weeks. We were bored. Went privately, took Maisie's mum and nan, and they put some weird music on, like proper like mood lights and stuff. Didn't really get it. Yeah. Put like proper press play, got it on a big screen, and then yeah, found out it was. But well, we thought it was a girl. We basically said
pays to go private.
I know, yeah.
With all the music and the mood lights.
Yeah, mood lights.
Music.
Yeah,
it's a boy.
Yeah, and but we'd even been saying it's a girl, like all the cravings, like sweet. You like. They say that's you're meant to have a girl, or if it sucks your beauty out of you, you're meant to have a girl. Maybe, not the major.
Is that a thing? If it sucks the beauty out of you,
sucks the beauty out of you. Yeah.
Something. I'm not sure that's the way it's worded. Who was telling Maisie, your missus, that the beauty had gone?
Her old gypsy grandmother.
I don't know. Was it me?
Reading the tea leaves.
School of Dad, teaching you how to dad.
What would be your advice to making sure that your pregnant partner is kept happy during pregnancy?
Well, Callum was saying sex every day.
Sex every
day, actually think that's just because they've only been going out 6 months and they're still on the honeymoon period.
Yeah, well, you know, we're still going strong, but not every day, but...
You're saying that with a twitch, like it's not true.
It is true, yeah, it is true.
I think it's all about just putting them first and stuff. Yeah, I know that sounds cheesy and cliche, and you probably should do that in a relationship anyway. Like, it must be tough to be pregnant. You know, obviously, number one, you can't have a drink and stuff like that. So, unless it's a Mai Tai on holiday, whatever.
Yeah. I just caused loads of stress. I wasn't the best.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was quite bad, I think.
Why?
I was getting drunk and stuff. And
you were being a bit selfish.
Yeah, I was being, selfish, yeah. But it took me about 8.5 months, and then I got there just before you see.
Well, make the most of the party while you can. It sort of does stop when the baby's born.
That's it. Just go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last 2 weeks,
you've got them now. Settled down. They're not going to leave you. You've got a kid with them. You've got them.
Yeah. Well, tired of that. I would have agreed with Johnny in this scenario. I would have said, look, give them whatever they want and make it as easy as possible, because then it makes your life easier.
This is School of Dad, the new dad survival guide.
How did you prepare for the birth? Then did you have NCT classes, hypnobirthing?
Don't get Callum started on hypnobirthing. Here he goes.
Well, let's get Callum started on hypnobirthing.
Here he goes.
Can I borrow you here, guys?
Okay, hypnobirthing, is it good?
Yeah, the best thing ever. Do it. We did one online. You can go to courses everywhere, but you know, one online, you can do it from your home.
So you actually watch videos?
Yeah, it was like, I think it was only about £30. It was about, I don't know how many hours, but it seemed like a long time. But
so how did you watch the videos? Was it during sex?
No,
you
after, you know what I mean, calm us down a bit, get the breathing routine sorted out.
Okay,
yeah, settle down. But yeah, that just kind of got us so prepared for just the labour more than anything, like techniques. Also gave her a lot more belief that her body could do it naturally, which didn't happen, but obviously you can do it.
When you were explaining it, it is like getting into a mental state. Is that what
hypnobirthing
is again?
It's basically like you've got to train your brain. So you couldn't do it a week before you gave birth. You need to be doing it for months, because it's getting out of, so you ban words like painful, contractions. You don't use words like that because they associate to pain. So straight away you're thinking then one born any minute, everything like that, you just get rid of it. So it's going back to being like a primitive person where you've got nothing. So dark rooms, stuff like that. But as a man, it just gets you so prepared. You're learning so much more because the course we did, you're known as like the protector of the room. So when it comes to it, any doctors or anything, they speak to you, they don't speak to you the mum.
I will protect you.
This is the dad, so not rather than a stranger coming in and being like, oh, right, I'm going to start going in there.
Could you give us any of the hypnobirthing routines?
I could stroke your back for you nicely, yeah, that's one of them.
Is it?
Like
the oak tree, yeah. The oak tree.
Oh, is it?
Oak tree, yeah, up the back, across the shoulders.
So you go up the back with your hands?
Yeah, to the shoulders, and then down the back of the arms.
Up the spine, yeah. And then around the shoulders.
And that releases oxytocin.
You're into it, and I.
You're into it, yeah.
We didn't do it. We didn't do it, but
no. Honestly, come on, then. Come on, then. Give it a go. I'll see if we get any oxytocin released.
Here he goes. What are you thinking?
That's quite nice,
actually.
Is it? Yeah, it is. You've got lovely soft hands.
Yeah, I'll have one, Callum. Yeah. I'll have a big oak tree. Oh, that is nice. Hey. Whoa.
That was good.
This is School of Dad.
So it's all about keeping her calm, yeah. And you're dominating the situation to make sure.
I wouldn't say dominating is the right word. Okay. But, yeah. When we got to it, I just knew what was going on.
Yeah.
I think if I didn't do that course the way I am, I wasn't up for doing an NCT course or anything like that. I'd have just been like, fuck.
We did NCT courses.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 weekends. And the woman was nice. I enjoyed it. Like, they taught you things about how to change a nappy and just like things that you'd.
So it's like baby 101.
Yeah. But we learned the stuff about learning about the birth and what kind of sort of options you've got, and being a bit knowledgeable about that is good. Met some cool people.
That's the whole point, though. That's what a lot of people say. NCT is just so you're meeting people who are going through the same experience.
I think that's for a lot of people when they have a kid, probably especially their first kid. I think there's a potential to become isolated as a couple, maybe, because it's a bit weird once you've got a kid.
If your friends haven't gotten a kid...
Yeah,
you don't see them.
No,
no,
and that's the only reason why we see each other, because we've got kids. Yeah, exactly. We wouldn't see each other,
but I think that's part of the
nothing in common. If we weren't for the kids.
part of the NCT is, I think, to meet other couples, and like I would say more for the women, like the mums will meet up and stuff all the time. The ones that went on the course.
A little bit of
knowledge. I don't know. So it might have been about 100 quid or something per weekend.
Really,
300 quid in total.
What was the best thing you learned from it, though, for 100 quid a session?
The best thing was when they brought in, those TENS machines, the electric machines?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I've always wanted to try them, yeah, so that's effectively like you're giving birth.
No. It's more like it's about a pain distraction, so it's like it's muscle.
What are you on about? A muscle.
So I was on about the thing, you know, where you've seen to show men what it's like to give birth, they attach these things to their stomachs.
Oh, I don't
and
know.
Crank up the electricity.
I think that's like prank videos and all you've been watching. Yeah. Doesn't make you feel like you're having birth. Maybe if you put it on your hole and turn it up full volume.
Three dads, three babies, three completely different lives. This is School of Dad.
My experience again was pretty different. We didn't do hypnobirthing or NCT. We didn't get a chance because we were away on holiday. We thought our final holiday, because you've got to get them in. You have to get them in. Did you go on a final holiday?
Well, no, we went on a little trip to London the day we came back. Alex was born. I think it was the movement on the train a couple of weeks earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe we did go on a couple of
holidays.
Was
it a virgin Pendolino?
It was. It was the Pendolino.
Yeah.
Wasn't a virgin though. Pregnancy gag.
Yeah.
That's the first one. First one.
We were in Mallorca at the time, and we thought everything was fine. And then the missus started swelling up a little bit, and we were like, maybe that's just because of the heat and pregnancy swelling. Which I guess, did your ladies get pregnancy swelling
in the legs? Maybe.
Yeah.
Can't
remember.
Bit, yeah.
So she started swelling up in the legs, and thankfully we were on our way home. And then she started to develop a really big headache. Next thing we know, at 26 weeks. Our little boy has to be born. It was pretty mental having a baby at 26 weeks. But that is for another podcast.
Oh, the long one.
The long one.
No, it needs to be a long one. I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Do we have to hear this story again?
I'm saying it's a very mad story. Yeah, intense story.
Because it's something you don't realise or think will happen to you. No. Just think it will be all fine. And then suddenly at 26 weeks, when you get told the baby has to come out, otherwise you're going to die. Then it gets a bit real.
How long after the holiday? Was it while you just got off the plane?
No, it was like 3 days after. Just as well we got home.
Yeah.
Because the NHS, amazing. and they were incredible from the moment that started. But that is for the next podcast. Will we have our kids with us? Should we have Toby, Ralph and Alex with us?
Nah, give them a couple of weeks. Well, I think, you know, our chat went, it was good, smooth chat. And I think, especially Alex now, he's 1.5, he'll be crying.
Yeah, but we've got to show what it's like to be dads.
Yeah, but maybe just on one episode. That's just, maybe we take a day of vote, I don't know.
Sounds
maybe
like
not the next time. I've enjoyed this, getting away from
so
the kids.
So after a year and a half, you get bored of being a dad by the sounds of it.
No, not at all.
I think it gets better and better as it goes along.
I just couldn't be bothered hanging out with boring Ralph and boring Toby.
Alex is like, I'm not hanging around with them again, Dad.
The bland too.
This is School of Dad with Adam, Johnny and Callum.
What have we learned from episode one? What do we think? I know that I've learned not to stress about making a baby. Because Callum, you told us about the Dalai Lama taxi driver who told you that rich men don't make babies.
Supposedly, yeah.
So it took us a while to have a little one. And so I, in future, will not stress my sperm out.
Lovely. Mm.
Don't stress your sperm out.
Don't stress your sperm.
Yeah.
That could be on a t-shirt soon.
What I'd do next time or is to probably look after Maisie a bit better during the pregnancy. I wasn't the best. And that did cause a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So, and then I don't get to go out and have fun anymore.
As we said, a happy lady is a happy life.
This is dead meaningful. It's like a big cleanse, isn't it? Yeah. I think for me is maybe just don't get caught up on what everybody says about, you know, like, especially things like old wives' tales, you know. Certainly the beauty wasn't, I don't think it was sucked out of Maisie.
No, definitely not the beauty.
And even though Alex was a boy, Louise had a bit of heartburn, but he wasn't that hairy, you know.
He was hairier than Ralph, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
You didn't see his little...
Do you know what? Scrap that. Old wives' tales is what it's all about.
Believe them.
Believe that.
There you go. That's what we learned from this week, our first podcast. Oh shit, it's positive.
Next time on School of Dad.
We're going to be back with The Birth, which is episode 2.
Spicy.
Very soon.
It's going to be a vagina heavy one.
Fingers crossed. You still want to hear more. And if you do, you know, you can get in touch as well. You can do some comments. You can review it. Thank you very much.
This is
School of Dad.
Rock on.
This is School of Dad.